talking today with Brent Bessler. He's the agronomic service rep for Syngenta in the Southwest District. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Casey. How are you this morning?
We're doing good. I mean, we're all just kind of in survival mode at this point, but we've here in Oklahoma, we got some crops in the ground, some crops going in the ground, and we just wanted to speak to you today about getting some advice on some of the best products that can help our producers during this time of year.
Well, I mean, there's, like you said, when we look at our crops, obviously we're kind of on the tail end of a number of crops, whether it's corn or cotton or soybeans or whatever it may be. We're kind of on the tail end of that as we look forward here in the next couple of months. Obviously, guys are either planting or have planted or fixing to plant some wheat and get ready for either grazing or get their crop established to take it to grain. And so I guess really from my standpoint, as we look in over the next few weeks, where I really think where you can get the most bang for your buck from a wheat standpoint is looking at seed treatments. I think a lot of times guys tend to overlook that or probably don't see that as important as, you know, maybe putting out a herbicide or putting out fertility or whatever. And so just getting that crop established, getting a strong root establishment, making sure that you're taking care of any type of seedling diseases that you may have in that soil, I think that's where a really good seed treatment can come into play there. From a Syngenta standpoint, we have Cruiser Max Vibrant cereals, which is a very robust premix of thymethoxam, which is basically Cruiser. We have Sodexane, which is a fungicide, Difenconazole, which is a fungicide, and then Mefenoxam, which is a fungicide. So we've got a really robust component of all three fungicides and then a very strong insecticide with the thymethoxam. And again, that's really when you look at early seeding, when you're seeding and you're looking at early seedling disease like Rhizoctonia, Pythium, dampening off, take all, whatever it may be, general seed rots, I think just the extra care that you put on that seed to make sure that you're giving yourself every benefit to get that plant up, get it established, get that root strength, I think is really a really good investment. And one that, again, when we're talking about guys that are thinking about putting cattle out or grazing their wheat, it's really a benefit that I think really pays off in the long run. And certainly when they're pulling their cattle off.
So do you think applying a good seed treatment, that's good for both if you're grazing or if you're not grazing, right?
Correct. Absolutely. Absolutely. Especially when you're talking about intense or, you know, weed after weed after weed, where you do have histories where Rhizoctonia or Pythium or take-all or even, again, some of these general seed rots that you see in some of these soils that have just been heavily planted into wheat year after year after year, I really think both from a grazing standpoint, certainly from a grazing standpoint, and then as we're looking at guys are primarily taking this crop to grain harvest, I do think the benefit is there on both sides of that, Casey.
So a good seed treatment is really good advice for everybody going forward, even no matter what kind of wheat you're planting. You're saying it's a good idea to always do those things because it's going to make a better crop for you in the end.
Yes, ma'am. I fully believe that, and certainly in our trials, and again, when we look at the trials that we've done, you know, in Oklahoma and the Panhandle of Texas, I mean, we're, you know, I guess it all comes down to what your goal is in terms of your yield. Those guys that are shooting for that 60, 70, 80 bushel wheat, I really think a good seed treatment pays off in the long run. Absolutely.
Well, you guys always have some new products coming out. What are some new things that you're excited about this year?
Well, I honestly, and probably not generally when you look at Oklahoma, it's probably not a huge market, but it's certainly an area that we've had some concern, and that is with Fusarium head scab. We've got a new product called Merivis Ace, which has a new active ingredient. It's an SDHI. Adepidin, which is the active in that, plus the ACE component of that is the propiconazole. And what we have seen, certainly from a timing standpoint, where we're putting it out around that FEEX 10.3 to the FEEX 10.5, where guys generally or historically have Fusarium head scab, Merivis ACE has been tremendous and an excellent product. It's one that we launched really back in 2019. and really had a strong launch with it going into this year. And certainly as we go into 2021, it will be a product of emphasis in those areas where growers and folks are dealing with that Fusarium head scab. So really excited about that product, the flexibility of it, the control, the residual that we get out of it has been tremendous, and really excited about getting that out and letting growers kind of take a look at it and see where it really benefits them, especially again as we get into those Fusarium head scab areas, and certainly where you're dealing with rust or some of your more of your foliar type diseases as well.
Well, you're out talking to producers daily, and what are you hearing some of the biggest challenges are right now as far as planting and just raising crops goes? I mean, we're in the middle of a pandemic, and so right now farmers are really trying to focus on how they can get the biggest bang for their buck because it's hard times right now. So what are you hearing?
And I would agree, Casey, and I think that's the biggest part of it. I mean, growers are trying to figure out, okay, where do I pull back? Where do I make my investments? You know, do I put it in the fertility side of it? Do I put it into the weed control side of it? It is a challenge, and certainly when you look at the commodity prices that we're dealing with today, there's some challenges there. Guys are just struggling and trying to figure out, okay, where do I put all the pieces together to where one, I'm not over exerting or over spending on my inputs, but at the same time, not pulling back where I might get hurt and certainly affect my yields on that. So it is a challenge. It's one that I cover basically Western Oklahoma all the way down through the panhandle of Texas. And I can tell you the comments and the concerns are pretty much the same across that whole region that I cover. And a lot of it is just, how do we maximize our yields without, you know, breaking the bank? How do I, how do I survive in a market that, where we're seeing commodity prices that are struggling somewhat right now? Hopefully over the course of the next several months, we'll hopefully see that change and guys can feel a little bit more comfortable about how they're going to go about, you know, doing their farming and producing a good quality, high yielding type crop.
2020 for sure is going to be one for the record books, isn't it?
It will be. I can honestly say, and I certainly feel like I'm speaking for a lot of folks, I don't think we can get 2020 over fast enough.
I'm with you right there. So Brent, thank you so much for joining us today. Always a pleasure to hear about new products and ways we can help out our producers. So we thank you so much.
You betcha. Thank you, Casey, and have a great day.